You're listening to SBS News.
For Democrat supporters in New York City, a new chapter in the city's life begins after Zoran Mahdani is elected as the city's mayor. In his victory address on Thursday, the mayor-elect vowed to bring change to the city of 8 million people.
The poetry of campaigning may have come to a close last night at 9, but the beautiful prose of governing has only just begun. The hard work of improving New Yorkers' lives starts now.
His victory follows a series of political wins for the Democratic Party, with key elections in the United States just 1 year away. Mr. Mahdani will be the city's youngest mayor in more than a century, and also makes history as the city's first Muslim mayor, the first of South Asian heritage, and the first born in Africa. His victory has also been seen by some as a direct challenge to President Donald Trump, who has been a vocal critic of Mr. Madani's policies and his Muslim heritage. In his victory speech, Mr. Mahdani had this to say about Mr. Trump's attacks.
New Yorkers are facing twin crises in this moment, an authoritarian administration and an affordability crisis. And it'll be my job to deliver on both. It'll be my job to stand up for the city and also to ensure that we do not look at Washington, D.C. as if it is the reason for all of the problems right here in New York City. Many of the issues we are speaking about, they predate President Trump. They are issues that for too long we have turned a blind eye to or we have sought to rationalize or normalize.
Mr. Mahdani was born in Uganda to an award-winning film director father and an academic mother. His family settled in the U.S. when he was 7 years old, and he became a naturalized citizen in 2018. Before he turned to politics, Mr. Mahdani was a rapper, with his music influenced by hip-hop group That's Racist, which had two members of Indian origin who played with references and tropes from South Asia. His victory has attracted support from some Australians of diverse backgrounds, including Pradeep Turari, mayor and councillor of Maribyrnong City Council. Speaking to SBS Hindi, Mr. Tiwari, who is also the first Indian-born mayor in Victoria, says he is deeply impressed by Mr. Madani's story.
You know, his story affirms what I've always believed in, that people from diverse backgrounds, immigrants, children of immigrants, communities often who are overlooked, they can achieve leadership roles and bring fresh perspective to public services. And I think his victory sends a really powerful message of hope and ambition, you know, that barriers of origin or circumstances don't define a person's potential to lead. And it reminds us that inclusive, community-centered leadership is not just aspirational, but it's practical and necessary in these times.
Mr. Madani's campaign timeline has overlapped with anti-immigration protests in Australia, where Indian Australians were targeted through political messaging. Nadim Ahmed is the founder of Indians in Sydney Facebook group and winner of New South Wales Government Community Service Award in 2024 for his work in the community. He told SBS Hindi that Mr. Madani's win is about unity for the people of New York City.
If you look at the campaign of Zoran, he did not fought as an Indian or a South Asian community. He fought as a New Yorker. He represented himself as American, and the campaign was not divisive. The campaign was around day-to-day issues which are faced by the New Yorkers. And you can see the result. Out of nearly 2 million votes, he got 50% of the vote.
Mr. Madani's policies center on making New York affordable, including more rent control, free daycare and buses, and city-run neighborhood grocery stores. Dr. Ashek Nafwani is a Gujarati Muslim who migrated from Uganda to Australia. He told SBS Gujarati that it's the value of social justice in Mr. Madani's campaign that helped him secure the win.
This is milestone is not only a proud moment of the Ugandan and Indian diasporas where his origins are from, but also a powerful reminder of how determination, values and a vision for social justice can transcend borders and generations. He has been extremely active in promoting social justice, and this is the highlight of his achievement.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.